Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, or just welcome. How's that? Because every week I try to figure out how to welcome, but then you could be listening in the morning, afternoon. Okay, too much, right? Let's just start with welcome. Welcome. Welcome to episode actually 34 of Looking for My Give a Fuck. Have I found it yet? Yeah. Sometimes. Hopefully today will be one of those episodes where I find it, or hell, the epiphany will hit me. But yeah, episode 34. I'm very, very proud of myself, and we'll talk about that later. Well, I always talk about me on the show, so we'll talk about it when I feel like it, but we're going to move forward for 1 second here. Episode 34 of Looking for My Give a Fuck, hosted by who? Yours truly, Shirley E. Shepherd, and my listeners. I want to thank my id, my ego, my super id, super ego, and one friend that I might have in the universe. I just always have to say that because my friends say I'm talking to myself, which I have before. I can't even answer back now, so that's really scary. So I guess next show we'll be looking for my give a fuck best friend, right? Anyway, welcome, whatever time it may be. How are you? I got to keep it real. I didn't know I was going to be able to do a show this morning. It's like that. It really is like that. But we'll get into the intro of the show, what it's about, and why I do it every week, or I miss a couple of weeks, and that happens. But anyway, this show is about and based on a book, Eckhart Tolle, A New Earth Awakening of Your Life's Purpose. However, how does it intertwine with me and looking for my give a fuck? Because that title does not say anything about looking for my give a fuck, right? Well, I'm just going to go right into it because I have so many little notes here. Yeah, being type A, blog talk host today, because there's things, you know, I woke up this morning, like I said, and didn't know if I was going to do the show, so I just kind of wrote down some things that I want to make sure I shout out or talk to a couple people. Hopefully they're listening. If not, someone will tell them, hopefully. Okay, so how does Eckhart Tolle's A New Earth Awakening of Your Life's Purpose, he also did The Power of Now, how did that book and the teachings of things that may trigger instantaneously that could not be things that are beneficial to your wellness? How's that? I would always say beneficial to someone's life. You never know what's beneficial to someone's life. But, you know, I mean, having a slip of the tongue might be a survival test, mechanism. However, sometimes we just kind of say stuff and we look back, especially when we get older, and we go, God, why did I say that? Oof, that's ugly. There was something that a friend of mine would always say about, what did he say about someone? What was it? Because I don't want to use the wrong word. Put it this way. He would just say that person's ugly. And I'd be like, that person's beautiful. And then, you know, of course, you go into the deeper meaning of beauty. But so this came about when, again, very recently, since Donald Trump was in office, don't call me a Donald Trump or all that. You can do whatever you want and say whatever you want. However, when Donald Trump was in office, or when he was running for office, things started to surface, such as questionings as to what were the Democrats actually doing for Black African Americans, especially people like myself who have been for years trying to do my own thing. And so I started listening, especially at the time, to Fox and other stations, not just for, I'm too smart for the bullshit, right? I mean, I don't want to say I'm too smart, but I can see through a lot of stuff. But sometimes when they were just basically talking about what have the Democrats done recently and where did it come from? What does it look like? Has it stopped us? Are we growing? So I came to my own personal conclusion that I wanted something different, and I completely registered as a Republican. However, I didn't tell my mommy for quite some time because I'm staying with my mom right now. She's older and she invited me to come and live with her as she had a couple of surgeries and I haven't left. <Ta-da! laughs> I was just thinking about it. I will have to soon. But anyway, so one day I have an older brother. His name is Jay. And he comes and visits my mom religiously on Fridays for the past, I would say, almost 10 years now. And one day we're in the kitchen. We have this kitchen. It's very nice, you know, small little nook. We're in the middle of the kitchen nook, and we're looking at each other, and they're talking, and they're heavy on some Donald Trump or Republicans did some shit. You know, they're on it. I mean, they are just killing me with it, right? And I'm just really kind of being quiet because, again, just because I chose to change my political preference doesn't mean I had all the answers as to why. I just knew that I was in something. I felt as a Democrat that I don't know what I felt. I just did not feel like I was a part of something that was moving me forward, wrong or right. But when you talk to long-term Democrats, I mean, my mom's like 80-something, and my brother is in his maybe 60s now, and they're hardcore. So going up against them as to my reasons why just was kind of failing. But we're a silly family, so they'll clown you about anything here. If you wear a shirt that looks funny and you come in the house, they clown, because they're clowns. But then again, they're intellectually superior to most, including myself. So anyway, real quick story. My brother says to me as I'm looking under the table, because at some point, seriously, you guys, I've been laughing a few episodes. I was really thinking, how do I get out of this conversation? Because they're killing me softly. Getting ready to make me go back and register as a Democrat. I mean, they were killing it. Ultimately, I'm looking at the table. My brother goes, what are you doing? I'm like looking for my give a fuck. And as we laugh about that, and just this title might be even offensive to others, it wasn't really like that whatsoever. It was a breakthrough, to be honest. I think I had an epiphany last week during my show where it's like it was a breakthrough, because we did laugh. And then the conversation, they kind of brought it down a little bit. Not that day, but the following Fridays thereafter, every time I come in, they at least give me an opportunity in their mind to sound stupid. But it is an opportunity to be heard. And I did not think that this show or looking for my give a fuck would be so profound on my family, which allowed me to even question what I was thinking I knew. But it was conversation. And again, the show comes out of like feeling lost and looking for, which ultimately has been leading to opening up doors of communication with family. It's more important. Sometimes we do these shows, we're going to just share with the world, and not realizing just the title opened up a conversation with generational Democrats. And so it's awesome. And now, you know, what political season, it's coming around, and we're going to get to vote in 2024. Let's see what happens. That'll be great. So anyway, my brother, after that, the next day he came to me. And again, this is something I always share in every show when I tell the story, is my brother came to me with this book, Eckhart Tolle, A New Earth Awakening of Your Life's Purpose. I never knew my brother was practicing his own, not practicing his own, but he didn't know his awareness of his religion and spiritual, not religion, I marked that, his spiritual space and place. And it was amazing when he gave this book to me. And he said to me, I think you're ready. I'm like, dude, I've been ready, right? Such an idiot. So then that was another thing, you know, check in with your siblings or your family, just in general, see where they are in life. Because sometimes when we're going on spiritual retreats, per se, internally, you never really know where they're at. And I wish I would have known earlier that my brother was at that place where he was not just searching, but learning, because he's a walking genius. But it was meant at this time. It was meant to where Looking for My Give a Fuck was created. A new dialogue began in this family of starched, I mean, serious Democrats. And then to look at my brother and go, wow, you are amazing. It's kind of nice to know, you know. It's so funny. We have siblings and we think, you know, we look at them as when we were kids. And I think I forgot that my siblings grow up, right? So I guess I got to call some of them and say, gosh, you're a great adult, right? Because I just always see them as my big brother, my little sister. I never gave them, now I think about it, their personality of their own or who they were, or their character that built some of the goods and bads of who I am, right? I mean, family can do that to you. So anyway, that's where that came about. And if you guys want to read the book, or the purpose of it in brief, is that every time something, I love to use this metaphor, I use it every week on the show so people can understand, sitting in traffic one day, I'm pissed off. There's no reason to really be upset, but we all get that way. Then I was listening to this book on audio. I was going to say book on tape. That was going to really age me, right? So I'm listening to this audio, and it hit me. I'm like, wait a minute, what am I really frustrated about? There's nothing, you know, is it something that I dealt with, you know, before I got in the car, which is usually it. And then I'm thinking about what I have to deal with once I get out of this traffic. So that's when it hit me that if I just focus on that moment, was that traffic really that bad? It probably was because I'm in California, but that wasn't the issue at hand. I could be even in traffic. I could bring myself to a point of being just right there. And just if nothing more, preparing for the park, you know, the after you park the car and get in the house situation, whatever could be pending. So what I had found is that a lot of people go to psychiatrists, psychologists, and let me tell you, so have I, to look for answers and to figure out, hey, you know, what's wrong with me? You know, who can fix me? What can they do? You know, and sometimes it comes to a place of awareness. And then when you become aware of why you do things, because it takes a village, they say, to raise a child. It takes a village to not only raise you, but to put things into your mind to where you, that's all you know, right? So a lot of people go to psychiatrists and psychologists, and they're like, you know, I want to find out why I'm fucked up. Well, I can tell you 101, you were born. How's that? I didn't mean it that way, but it's true. You're born. That just cracks me up. But no, seriously, there's a lot of blame that can go everywhere if you place it on blame. But if you really look at, they talk about the tree of life, right? Your family tree, so on and so forth. You are not a soul leaf alone, right? We are a part of whatever we were starting from, where our roots were grounded. God, you know, I don't garden, but I think I should, because metaphorically, that is so the circle of life. So anyway, what it helps you do is when you start doing something and you doesn't feel good in your soul, let's see me. I can just go real bitchy, on, you know, I'd be honest. And lately I'm like, why? Whoa, you know, I can go real bitchy because sometimes someone can say something to me and I'm so not in that space and place that I'll go bitchy on them instead of open up and say, hey, you know, what's going on there, right? And that includes friends, family, mothers. I don't know, I say family, mothers, but mothers are superior, right? So mothers, brothers, friends, boyfriends, I would just go there. And I'm like, what is wrong with me? And so not necessarily what is wrong with me. It's kind of like, wait, where did that come from? And the thing is this something worthy of me to work on? So what? So that I have a better sense of self as I continue on in life, okay? A lot of things, too, is when you go to a psychiatrist, I've been to many. In fact, I have to make the appointment tomorrow for my new one. Yeah, I don't care if y'all know shit. I'm trying to stay crazy. No, wait. I'm trying to stay crazy. I am crazy, but more importantly, I love it. You have to be crazy to live in this world. But no, when you go to a psychiatrist, psychologist, group settings, and you're talking about your issues at hand, a lot of times the psychiatrists and psychologists don't get an opportunity to use the tools that they learn. Remember, they have to have like 30,000 hours before they can even, you know, actually work as a psychiatrist, or however it works, 30,000, that's probably too many. Maybe I think 3,000, I don't know how many. But they have these tools, but they never get the tools to utilize the tools because everyone is waiting for them to tell them. To tell, you know, I go to my psychiatrist initially for him or her to tell me what's wrong with me. That's not really it. But then it's also about a free fall, especially if you do talk therapy, and it's about how you get to that point. So it could be years, right? So I'm thinking this. Pick up this book. I'm not getting kickbacks or anything like that. This is just a good-ass book, you know. Pick up Eckhart Tolle, A New Earth Awakening of Your Life's Purpose. Pick it up. Start documenting or acknowledging or noticing things that trigger an automatic response that is not conducive to a well-being in life, okay? Because it could be different to all of us, right? But if you just plant that seed, and every time something pops up, it might not stop you from acting or reacting to something like that, but just note it down. Now, what happens when you go to a psychiatrist, psychologist, or a group setting where you talk about it? You begin to say something to this effect, hey, you know, when I'm in traffic, I get very angry, and it starts to trigger this thing like, you know, I started to think about it, and it has something to do with when I lived in the city, there was no traffic, and then all of a sudden there's traffic. And the reason that's important is that psychiatrist, psychologist, like a, you know, group therapist, whatever, can start pulling out their tools and helping you work with those triggers. See, we go to therapy wanting them to create our what's wrong. I mean, they don't even really know the triggers. And when they do get those triggers, they can work on it. Because I have had a different relationship with my psychiatrist. I go in now with, God dang it, that pissed me off. And she didn't do this or he didn't do that or whatever. And then we talk about it because, like, where did it trigger? When did it happen? And no, it's not that intense that you have to write like a memo every time you breathe. No, it comes to you naturally. And then you find out, well, where does that come from? And then you explore that. And within 30 minutes of an hour, you know, session or whatever you may have, you have some form of direction. And it has nothing to do with, I hate my mom, I hate my daddy. We all at 13 hated our parents, I'm sure. Some still, you know, probably still do. Not me, of course, mommy. But, you know, give people tools to help you work out things that are just embedded upon in within you and you aren't even aware of it. And that's what this book is about. That's why I love it so much. It gives us tools to go seek help if you want help. But then even when you find help, it just finds out that our family tree, our family neighborhood just made us who we are. And it's a deeper than our parents. It goes into, in fact, this will bring me to my other quick topic. It goes into just generational wealth, education, how we were treated, and so on and so forth. So it's heavy for everyone, but I'm not anything more than Black. So I simply do say it's really heavy for me as a Black woman, right? But as I move into another topic, Jay King from the Jay King Network has been working on a couple of series. In fact, the most recent one was about education in California and how it came about. My God, it is so eye-opening. It's not, whoa, it's me. It's, whoa, that's we. No, it's not, whoa, it's me. Whoa, that's we. Many times, I have placed judgment on my people like, oh, yeah, I ain't doing nothing, so on and so forth, until I hear the history of what we have done and struggled to do for education. How come a lot of the, I'm not, you know, religious, but a lot of the Baptist and the Methodist churches started schools, and the purpose behind that wasn't just to keep the money all up in the corner, you know. No, it was because a lot of us couldn't get anywhere else, right? Anyway, it's phenomenal because it does two things. It reminds, well, it informs me of how we've been working every generation. Sometimes it looks like only 2023, I'm the only one working trying to make things right, right? Trying to make things right. Hold on, that's Monica, if you guys can't hear the voice right there. Anyway, trying to make things right. Sometimes you feel isolated, you feel alone. You're the only Black person in a setting, or you're the only Black person doing this or that. And you're like, wait a minute, where was everyone else? Why is everything on my shoulders? It's not true. Please listen to his network. Now, Jay King, it's a Jay King Network. It's with Blog Talk, but he also has some other outlets that he does a lot of discussion. Again, this is Jay King, yes, from Club Nouveau, but more importantly, remove the new and the beau, right? No, you don't ever do that. But more importantly, he is doing a string of histories. I love that, string of histories of not only Black history, but history about all of us. He even explained to me how even the Chinese, not to explain to me, but others, how other cultures have had problems when it came to coming into the schools and what that meant. Now, the reason it's important to me as a Black professional woman trying to look for the best for all of us is because I felt alone. Not a lot of people doing things that I'm doing, legal profession, consulting or whatever, just breathing at some point, right? But it reminds me as to how I'm allowed to get tired sometimes. Because I was believing that I was the only one that was making these roadways to betterness of Blacks or South, right? But it's not true. I don't have to carry the load. What I do have to do is go back and to listen to some of these things that Mr. King is talking about and learn on my own so that I can carry the beginnings of what I'm trying to do with me. You feel me? Because you get real, real tired fighting the system when you think it's alone. And it's not the system. It's just fighting, believing our ancestors really weren't doing the work. Well, we know about Rosa Parks, Martin Luther King, and Malcolm X, and you go back, right? We know about those amazing people because those are what they put in the forefront. But I did not know about the revolution of really, not about Brown versus the Board of Education, not that part, the part of how we wanted our education. Well, we'll just get into that later. Anyway, there are a lot of roads that have been built for betterness for Blacks and all other cultures, but those are not my part of the story today. And we can ride on those roads. We can pick up, you know, Christians say, God, doesn't give you more than you can bear. And then the vision in my mind is like, you know, you can put a whole bunch of crosses on your back, but you can get through. Okay. What I mean by that is this. If we go back and pick up and pave and make roads into and figure out a way when the roads got a little blocked because there was a mountain, you know, if we can just go back and keep pushing, then we'll push together. Compared to where we are now, we're just all over the place trying to make our own roads. If we did that, the United States would look really weird if they all went separate ways to make roads through the same means, right? That's kind of crazy. Anyway, I don't know where I was going with that, but I do want to say Jay Keane, the Jay Keane Network. You can find him on Facebook. You guys, please, please listen, because not only is he talking about Black education, Black history, there's no woe it's me. It's woe. It's we. It's a powerful impact. It is taking responsibilities for our goods and our bads or whatever. It's priding ourselves when we have worked hard and understanding when we are tired and frustrated and tear some shit up. Okay, that's a part of who we are. But that's an amazing, amazing concept. Again, Facebook, he also talks about music. The history of music goes hand in hand with the roads in which have made us great and will continue to make us great if we go back and listen and hear. And if you know of any other networks or people that are talking about the true history, there's a way to talk about history like, well, you know, we're still waiting for our mule in the corner, whatever. I don't even understand that story. They're there. I finally got to use that. People will use that during the side note here. The Trump administration. Remember, there's no there. Okay. Side note, I told you I'm crazy. This is my show. But anyway, what I'm just saying is that let's just get back to, if we get back to the roads, togetherness, then we'd understand what our ticklers, that what this book, A New Life, A New Earth, Awakening of Your Life's Purpose, is trying to have us bring forth and to deal with if we need to shift in who we are. Maybe that's what it's all about. Eckhart Tolle ain't Black. But let's get back to, remember, woe it's me to woe it's we. Figure out our triggers, strengthen ourselves, and we can rock and roll. I do not know how that came together. I'm going to have to listen to the show because it sounds great. I do want to take a minute before I go to the next topic I have here. I have like 7 minutes actually. There's someone on hold. If you want to be a part of the show, if you want to say something, I think there's an option to hit a 1 or something like that. Just hit it and I will open up your mic. If not, thank you for listening and I love you. You're my fourth listener, right? The other person I want to shout out here going into some great information is Reese in the Morning. Reese, I will send you a personal text on Facebook because you're killing me softly. I love Reese. Reese is a Black man who sounds very white, but more importantly, we talk same language when it comes to conservativeness. He had announced that him and his new wife are doing a show where she's a Republican. No, she's a liberal. No, yeah, she's liberal. He's conservative. It's awesome. I can't wait for that show. But more importantly, Reese, I can never find your show. We got to talk about that. Help me out. Because even when I go into your things on Facebook, I just go through different channels and I tend to miss it. So I want to talk to you about making sure we have an easier pathway to get to you, because your shows are amazing. I tend to have to watch them in the archives. So Mr. King in the Morning, what's the dude in the morning that I always talk shit like you don't have listeners? You do, Reese. I do listen. I just listen and you know, when it's not live. And I prefer to listen live because I love your voice. I love your show. I love how you do stuff. I love how you educate. And you're opening up the dialogue with people that may not believe how we believe. You open up the warmest dialogue and discussion. No, actually, Reese is a real hardcore. Don't come in his show or on his show talking shit because he knows his stuff. Okay. I wanted to say that. Oh my God, this is funny. I'm shifting. Okay, so I don't know if you guys watch Facebook. And anyway, I see people on my board. If you want, hit a 1, and I will definitely open up your mic. So anyway, there's this video. I think it's been out about a year now, and it's this woman, and she's a Christian, and she's being interviewed by a gentleman, and she's talking about how God is so good, and you have to watch it. If you just type in woman's wig fall off during interview, the shit is hilarious. But anyway, you have to watch it. But more importantly is I laughed my butt off. Okay. One moment. I'm opening up the mic for the last numbers in the phone number. Sorry, my nose is hurting. I apologize. I don't know what I did. Okay. 4138. Hold on. Your mic is open. I think it's open. Hold on. It's just thinking. Hi. Your mic is open.
It's open,
4138.
Good morning. Good morning.
I was going to call you. I was getting ready to talk about you, and I thought, fuck, where is she? How are you, my love? Are you doing your show today?
I am doing my
Can
show
you hear
today,
me?
Yeah. And I even posted it on social media today.
Well, yeah, that's nice. I was just saying something about your best friend now, I mean, your ex-husband, but I love Reese in the Morning. Did I say Reese in the Morning? Reese on the radio. It should be Reese in the Morning. And I was just saying that every time I go on Facebook to try to get him, I go to these other channels and I can never find him. Or by the time I do it, he's off the air. I don't know what's happening. So I'm really wanting him to know, and can you please tell him, can you make it easier for us to find his show? I also found out that him and his new wife are doing a show. Did you hear about that?
Yes, the Regurgitated Therapy Thursday. We used to do that a few years back.
Oh, wait, it's the same title?
Yes, Therapy Thursdays, yep. When him and I were doing a show on Blog Talk Radio, we had Therapy Thursdays.
Well, what do you think about that? I mean, I don't know, did I touch on something or...
No.
I don't know what to say right now. We'll talk about that off the air. Anyway, I miss you, Mama.
Awkward.
How's everything going?
awkward.
My show, and I'm awkward. Awkwarded out. Okay, listen, I really want to say something. So you stay on hold for a second, and then I'll give you a shout-out for your show in a second. I have 3 minutes. So. But anyway, I was talking about, and you saw the video, I was talking about the lady, her wig came off, and she's talking about how good God is, and she's funny, and she's like a comedian. I did look it up, but that wasn't set up. Did you see that video where her wig falls off?
Yes,
Mary,
I've watched it 100 times, and every time I've watched it, I laugh my ass off.
She's like, oh, my God, and then she said,
bruh.
She said, bruh, and then she said, God, that shit was hilarious. But more importantly, what I loved about it and what I'm introducing, because I think you might be with me on the show, is, what did she say? I had it written down. Hold on. Okay, so I watched it 100 times. The best part that I loved was life be like, wait a minute. Do you remember she said life be like, wait a minute? Funniest fucking statement I ever heard. So what did I do? I domain life be like, wait a minute. And I'm going to announce maybe next week that we're going to be looking at different, you know, videos, whatever, on YouTube and stuff, and be like, life be like, wait a minute. And it could be funny stuff, and it could be some stuff that's real, like, wait a minute. So welcome to my new show. I hope you'll be a part of be one of my hosts, my co-hosts. But yeah, it's life be like, wait a minute. And again, it's going to explore some funny stuff, some real stuff, and it's just going to be like this. It's just, you know, I love when she said that, life be like, wait a minute. And then there'll be some products like life be like, wait a minute, and you know, smell the flowers. Life be like, wait a minute before you kill him. So what do you think about that concept? Would you be interested? Because I know we have some funny fucking conversations off the air.
Yeah, we've spoken about that before, and I think that that's a great idea, and I think that that's a great title, because you know what? If anybody knows about life, be like, wait a minute, you know I do. Life be like, sit your ass down, homegirl, and wait a minute.
Wait,
shit's about to get real.
You have to understand, we have to do what the Kings in the Morning do. You know how they put that disclaimer, this might say some shit that you guys might not like, because we still laugh about that six-year-old, but we will not talk about that.
I'm telling you, that six-year-old snatched that wig off her head. He was behind that couch. He was like, girl, wait a minute.
See, only you and I, we'd be the only two laughing at ourselves. Anyway, I have 51 minutes. I just wanted to let everyone know, yeah, it's coming. I do have that name. Anytime you guys hear or see something funny, go directly online, see if that name is available, and register it for $1 for the first year and see if it works. If not, if it does, after that, I think it's $15, $16 to domain a name. But So the new mean is be like, wait a minute, I'm looking so forward to that. And Mary, I'm so happy that I just put you on the spot and you will be a co-host. Anyway, I'm going to give you the last 24 minutes so you can talk about your show so we can, you know, chime in with you in the next couple hours. So go ahead.
The last 24 seconds, yes. So you all can, you said 24 minutes. Life be like, wait a minute.
I know.
you all can join me today at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 1 p.m. Central Standard Time on right here on Blog Talk Radio on the J. King Network with yours truly, Mary Hopkins, for Mary Had a Little Cancer. We're just going to talk about living with, you know, breast cancer, being in remission, and getting through life every day. And it's going to be like, life is like, wait a minute.
Life be like, wait a minute. Oh, my God, I'm looking forward to that. Okay, thank you, honey. I can't wait to listen to the show. If you did not hear that, go on to Blog Talk Radio, I think blogtalkradio.com, and you'll look and click on live. LIVE, which will show all the live shows, and her show will be there. I think it starts at 11 o'clock. Until then, everyone, I have to head out. My episode 34, looking for my give a shit, looking forward to episode 35. Until then, you guys continue to make great memories and have an amazing day. Bye. Thank you, Mary.
You're welcome.